This is episode 2225 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day four of our series we're exploring this week to manage top stress triggers. And today's episode is sponsored by the Sip and Om Meditation app. You can explore longer, deeper guided meditations on the Sip and Om Meditation app. You can try it for a full week free. So you can try a full week's series free. You might even go through this week's series if you find that you're in the midst of managing a particularly challenging stress trigger. You receive a journal with each week's series. The journals are customized to each week's theme, so you'll receive a journal to manage stress triggers, and you also receive a guide with different meditation techniques to help you manage those stress triggers. So that's where you can find a little more support. How are you doing today? I always wonder how you're doing with your challenge. I'd love it if you reached out to me on the Sip and Om Instagram and let me know how your experience has been during this week's series. You are on a quest this week. Every week we explore a challenge. You go on a quest to go a little more deeply with the theme, and you are actually on an opportunity quest this week, where you're looking for the opportunities in your most stressful moments, and they are there. Sometimes you don't realize this until well after the stressful experience. I know some of the most difficult experiences I've been through, I thought that there was just no reason for what I was going through. It didn't need to happen, or whatever it might have been at that time in my life. And now, in hindsight, I can look back and see that I really overcame something quite challenging, and that I grew from this experience and benefited from it. So think about the different opportunities that may have been in stressful moments that you have already encountered in your life. This can help to fuel you as you go through any stress you might be experiencing now. We are all experiencing some stress from this global pandemic, but there are other stresses that spin off from this stress, such as distraction or uncertainty, and maybe fear about the economy or catching or recovering from coronavirus. So this is a powerful quest you're on this week, to look for opportunities. I want to share that one listener that has been a real pleasure to get to know on Instagram, she and her family actually contracted coronavirus, and they are waiting for their second negative test result to be completely in the clear from the virus. And this fellow meditator of yours mentioned to me that she is actually very excited about new opportunities in her life that came to her as she was down and out with the coronavirus. She had a lot of time to reflect on what mattered most to her, and she came across some realizations that she wants to share with others, and she's very excited. So this is definitely an opportunity that came about in the midst of stress. So that's what I encourage you to think about today as you meditate, and every day as you meditate. In today's episode, you are going to be guided in a meditation to help you feel more grounded when you are experiencing stress from a major move in your life. This might have been an actual physical relocation where you are living somewhere different. I recently moved, and I have to say this move was more challenging than other moves that I've experienced, and I've had a lot of moves. I'm finally feeling settled. We moved into our new home on the full moon in December, and on the full moon in February, just recently, I finally felt settled. And I was reading a book about sacred rituals from around the world, and I came across a Native American ritual on smudging your home when you move. And in this ritual, it said that it usually took someone 2 full moons to feel settled in their new place. And I had to smile because it was actually the 2nd full moon. I just felt settled. And I was meditating to the full moon too. And I think that really helped me to feel grounded. So think about your perhaps relocation, or maybe you have started a new job, or maybe you have made new friends, or maybe you are doing something that is a little bit different in your life, especially if it has to do with switching or moving from a previous support system. This is one of the top stressors. Many of you, I know, are experiencing this, especially if you're a student where you're studying online now. This is a big shift. Your support system, if you're at college or high school or middle school or whatever age you happen to be, physically being at school is part of the learning and growing experience. And so this has been very difficult on many students. I know I have a son who is a student, and it's been a real challenge for him to stay engaged in college when everything is exclusively online. So as you get ready and settle yourself down to meditate today, you are invited to consider social support systems in your life that may be different these days. Maybe you usually work at an office and now you're at home. This is a change. It can be a change for the better, but there's still a process where you adapt. And you may even mourn the loss of something that was very important to you, even if you didn't realize how important it was. Just having this regular rhythm in your life is comforting. And when that changes, you can feel really ungrounded. So there is a meditation technique I invite you to try, and that is a mudra. A mudra is a way you position your hands that stimulates a corresponding region of your brain, much like in yoga or acupressure. Your mudra for today is called the Kalisvara Mudra. And this is a fun mudra to do because you actually make a heart shape with your fingers. You can see a photo of this mudra on the Sipinome Instagram. So what you do to do this mudra is you bend your fingers and you touch your knuckles together, and your thumb tips are pointing downward and touching each other. And then you're going to extend your middle fingers upward, touching them together. And this helps to direct energy into your body to calm your mind. You could hold this mudra over an area of your body where you'd like to direct energy. So again, you're making a heart with your thumbs downward and your knuckles touching on both of your fingers. And then just simply lift up your middle fingers, touching them together, almost like it's forming a little roof over this heart you're creating. Now close your eyes and gently uplift them. This uplifts your thoughts. And consider how grounded you currently feel. Have you had to adapt to a new way of life or new changes? Consider the stress that you might be experiencing regarding feeling as though you've been isolated or removed from loved ones or other people you usually see. Now consider what you could do to feel more grounded. Could you meditate more? Or develop new friendships? Could you create some rituals that help you to feel more aligned with your new situation? As you inhale and exhale through your nose, you may hold the mudra for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, releasing it at any time. Meditate in silence, allowing yourself simply to be, grounding yourself right where you are as you tap into the strength and grounding of your inner stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.